Yale University researchers detected the spike protein from the COVID-19 vaccine in the blood of at least one person 709 days after vaccination, a significantly longer time than previously measured. The research team also found that many people thought to be experiencing long COVID may instead be suffering from post-vaccination syndrome, PVS, caused by the spike protein from the COVID-19 vaccines. PVS symptoms, similar to those of long COVID, commonly include brain fog, dizziness, and tinnitus. Study participants who were never infected with the virus but who had PVS had significantly higher levels of spike protein circulating in their blood, with the protein detected between 26 to 709 days after they received a COVID-19 vaccine. The study, co-authored by a team of scientists led by three Yale University researchers and published Tuesday on the MedRxiv preprint server, also found that those who were vaccinated experienced autoimmune disorders, immune system exhaustion, and other biological changes following vaccination. In some cases, other viruses that were dormant in their bodies, such as Epstein-Barr, were reactivated. Akiko Iwasaki, PhD, a Yale School of Medicine professor and one of the study's lead authors, told Yale News the spike protein's persistence was surprising. "We don't know if the level of spike protein is causing the chronic symptoms, because there were other participants with PVS who didn't have any measurable spike protein. But it could be one mechanism underlying this syndrome," she said. Immunologist and computational biologist Jessica Rose, PhD, said she wasn't surprised by the study's findings. "Since the coding material for the spike protein is introduced to the human body via lipid nanoparticles, it can literally be trafficked to anywhere in the body via the bloodstream," Rose said. "There is no way to predict which and how many cells may be producing spike protein long-term." Christoph Ploth, DO, a member of the World Council for Health Steering Committee, said people who receive the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines are essentially turned into mini-factories, instructed by their own bodies to produce one of the most pathogenic proteins known to science, the spike protein. Ploth said, "We still don't know how long this production might continue. There's a high probability that the genetic instructions could have integrated into the human genome, potentially making the effects of this gene therapy lifelong, or even heritable, passing on to the next generation. Early observations suggest this might already be happening." In clinical practice, Ploth said he has seen patients with highly elevated levels of spike protein even years after the last injection. Public health authorities don't recognize PVS. The preprint used participants enrolled in Yale's LISTEN study, a long-term study on the effects of vaccination on immune system function. The researchers drew blood from 42 people diagnosed with PVS and 22 people not diagnosed with the condition, between December 2022 and November 2023. They also examined 134 people with a long COVID diagnosis and 134 vaccinated people in good health. The study also found that in addition to PVS, some participants reported lower general health scores and higher levels of pain, depression, anxiety, fatigue, and sleep disturbances. Many of these symptoms parallel those commonly diagnosed as long COVID, but according to the study, may actually be caused by the spike protein. Some individuals have reported post-vaccination symptoms resembling long COVID beginning shortly after vaccination. "There is considerable overlap in self-reported symptoms between long COVID and PVS," the paper stated. Yet, unlike long COVID, public health authorities do not recognize PVS. The study also found that patients with either PVS or long COVID were more likely to experience the reactivation of dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr and herpes, while their immune cells showed signs of being exhausted. People with PVS or long COVID also had a higher rate of antigens connected to autoimmune disorders, including an antigen associated with neuromyelitis optica, a rare disorder that attacks the central nervous system. Rose said long COVID has helped public health authorities and the media conceal the extent and frequency of COVID-19 vaccine injuries. "I believe long COVID is a cover-up for latent viral infection re-emergence due to the effects of the COVID-19 injectable products," Rose said. She said the persistence of spike proteins may explain the onset of serious adverse events in the vaccinated a year or more after their vaccination. Writing for the Disinformation Chronicle, investigative journalist Paul D. Thacker listed instances of the media denying a connection between the spike protein and vaccine injuries, including a 2021 Associated Press fact-check, a 2021 Reuters fact-check, and a 2023 PolitiFact fact-check. Fact-checkers check narratives, not facts, Thacker said. Thacker cited the $1.6 billion NIH spent studying long COVID instead of vaccine injuries, writing that this has caused some well-known patient advocates to hide vaccine injury. Thacker cited Hollywood screenwriter Heidi Ferrer, who struggled with long COVID for 13 months before committing suicide. Thacker obtained and posted a private video circulating among patient groups in which Ferrer's husband, Nick Gove, stated that things turned for Ferrer after she received the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Evidence is staggeringly compelling. The authors of the Yale study said their findings reveal potential immune differences in individuals with PVS that merit further investigation to better understand this condition and inform future research into diagnostic and therapeutic approaches. The researchers next want to determine how widespread PVS is and who is most at risk. Iwakasi told the New York Times the study is a work in progress, one that's the first kind of glimpse at what may be going on within these people. Thacker wrote that Iwasaki previously took public positions in favor of COVID-19 vaccine mandates. In 2021, she told the Washington Post that fears expressed by Houston Methodist Hospital staffers who sued the hospital to stop its vaccine mandate were absurd. That same year, Iwasaki signed a petition supporting the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for private businesses. Rose said the outcome of the new study may mark a change in conventional thinking about mRNA products by researchers like Iwasaki. The evidence is staggeringly compelling and has been for a very long time, Rose said. One has only to choose to look at it, or generate it, in this case. Noting that a growing number of countries and U.S. states are considering banning mRNA products and that several scientific and medical organizations have called for a moratorium on their use, Plouffe said, the evidence is mounting, and it's pointing to an urgent need for a moratorium on mRNA technology.